Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing today? And I'm back. I am the visitor. I've been here for a minute and just analyzing the many things that's necessary for your continuation. And I actually picked this part, which is called The New World. If you look at the slides, you will be able to see the new world and the things that was left, the instructions that was left through the different religious contexts, Bible, Quran, Torah. These things were very important and gave everybody a chance to find out the rules of what was going on. So as we move on to see what's going and how everything is going on right now, we will definitely get to what's going on. So it's like a lot of times people just don't understand what was going on. So we do have a way to make things happen, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's just a beautiful thing. I just wanna just say, sometimes it's hard to really understand because of your programming. So you were programmed to destroy yourself. You were programmed to hate one another. And with Jesus, and people call him by different names, what Jesus was saying is that he embraced you by saying our. He embraced you by saying our Father. But being that your programming looked at it as a being, a person, he was saying our Father, our furthest part of who we are is in the heavens. With what we're saying, that most of you, most of who you are as an individual, is not inside your body. So he was trying to separate you from the body that you were in. And this is why they say holy. Holy means pure. Pure is basically the vibrational frequency that's different from the body. The body is deal with solid, which vibrates on a different tone and is associated to something different than you. And that difference is called Gia. That's where you have G-E, G-E-O, and G-I-A. Just Gia is another type of entity where you have become encased in a body and forgot your way, which they say forgot your way home, but forgot your way to get out of that body, because your sensors, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling, that was given to you to protect the body and protect you inside that body, is malfunctioning. It's doing more than necessary. You're acting different from that which you were created, which we say reason and purpose. Your reason and purpose has been altered by the programming. So now you're starting to see through your surroundings that the computer was made by man or mankind. So it was made because of the creation of man and woman. First of all, I got to say this first, is that when we say man, the word man, M-A-N, once you take out the vowel, which is the A, and you take out the vowel, you have M and N. So you have men. When you put the A in it, you have I, so you have man. So it starts to stretch it. When you put the I, which is another vowel, you have men. E, you have men. A, you have man. O, you have man. You put a U in between the M and the N, you have moon or mun. So these different vibrations, these sounds, and the grafting and the drafting of letters brought forth tones. These particular tones gave definitions, and this definition gave what we call vibrations, feelings, and emotions. This emotion brought forth what we call movement, motion. So by transmitting vocal sounds brings about energy, and this energy is converted into sound. The sound is converted into what we call pictures or images. And then by words of definition, through what they call letters, people are moved around, or what they call motivated. So the programming that you have, you are a computer. You are a energy, and you are affiliated, associated with a computer that computes. Is called the brain. The brain, through your senses of feeling, which they describe as seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling, but it's through vibrational feelings that you taste through your palate. It vibrates a certain way if it's sour, if it's sweet, if it's salty. And this particular vibration is expressed by the word S-T-A-T-E, the state of something. The state of something as far as your taste buds, through vibrations of what it is, sour, sweet, salty, and the state of something if it is what we call the smell. The smell is also triggered by your senses from vibrations, and you start to smell. The smell actually certain particles, very small particles that you actually intake. Like say if someone goes to the bathroom and they make a dunk and you smell it, you're actually breathing in those fine particles, because we go from solid to liquid to gases. So you see the lump in the toilet, and then you may see some things around the toilet, but those things that's finer, it goes into the air and it starts to travel on dust particles that's inside the ear. And these dust particles goes up in your nose, and then your nose, knowing the mind, the brain, knowing that it's not good for you, it gives a bad vibration. We call it smell. So that's how that goes. So you are a computer, or you attach to a computer, which is called your brain. Now, if your brain, if the body or the systems of the body is not working properly, that is called chemical imbalance, unbalanced, imbalanced, not balanced. And when you chemically imbalanced, you can go from being sick. And the word sick is means to seek. When you're sick, you're seeking. You're seeking the remedy for the cure. So when people get to the point where they don't really understand what it is, that's because of the programming. The programming started in reverse, which was a gradual process, which they call grades, like when you go to the school. The school was a programming center. This programming center programmed you through what they call hypnotic spell. So they call it spellbind, or they say you are under the spell. This spell was the process of you identifying the shapes, which they call symbols, which brought about a symbolic representation through the definitions and the pictures of colors and letters. The fact that you were taught A, B, C, D, E, F, G in that formation without an explanation and a true purpose as far as definitions brought you further and further under the spell of those who were only giving you this education so they can control you. The word control is C-O-N-T-R-O-L. It was the C-O-N-T for the word continue. And the R-O-L was continue and roll. When they took the roll for the cipher, for 360 degrees for continuation as a wheel, and they made the word rule. And the word rule, R-U-L-E, is R-U, which is the word for energy. And L-E is the word backwards for E-L, which means the source. The L-E is the same pretense for what you say, lie. So they say energy in you will be a lie when they say R-U-L-E. L-E-L-I-E is lie. Lie is the opposite of E-L. Or E-L-I, which is exalted, or the source from which you came from. As you extend yourself from that solid to the liquid to the gases, once you get to a certain part, it's called etheric form. You're in an etheric state. You're in a gaseous state. This is where they get the word, when they say Jesus, they're really saying gases. Because he came and solidified, and he came through what we call the host of the planet to those who were giving the position, which was the womb man, which they call the womb man, where she is the tribal leader. So the programming that you have from your early childhood even that they call you a child, they're telling you to chill. That's where that word comes from. When they call you a daughter, right, they call you a daughter, that means doubter, that you do not know who you are. This is my daughter. This is my doubter. That's what they're saying. This is my doubter. When they call you the son, they're telling you something that came into existence through what we call visible light, that which was something that was created, that which was here before that creation, or the creation that was created before the light, was considered to be darkness. Say you the sun, they saying you are that part of creation that they use to cause chaos. That's why they say in the light, the light created chaos, because in darkness it was peace. So these things you must think about. You must think about who you are. You got a computer. Somebody made that computer, but they made that out of the word that's called biology, the study of two. The study of two, the two was original, right? Original woman, and then her mutation is a duplication, but a less of her, a watered down version, which they call man. This is why they say man came first. Because if you study mathematics, because now you are a scientist, you will know that the number one is not the first symbol to mathematics. The neutral is zero. And then you say zero, then you say one, two, three, four, five, and then you go on. So man said he was first, you know, and didn't really, you know, he put his foot in his mouth. Oh, I'm first. We came first. We came first. You came first, but to come from, you came from the womb, man, which is the zero, which is the cipher. You see, so what the first thing he had to do was split them up. Take them out there, natural order. So you had some that was considered to be dominant as far as their genes, their structures, how they got here, what they were supplied with, and some was recessive. And that happens when you sneeze. That means that the life that was in you prior to that exalts, and then you are giving new life. That's why people say, God bless you. But in reality, the word bless doesn't mean it's not really a good word. It means that the angels, the hosts, the true hosts of the planet, be less to you. Don't aggravate you. Let you ride out. Don't take away this or take away your life. It's a difference. It's a different way we have to learn how to be in our true purpose and our reason for being here. And when we start to do that, start to really truly understand what's going on. So what's happening now is basically that we're talking about who I am. I am the visitor to Earth here to take the lies, which the lies is the thing that's not truthful, and goes in the wrong direction. Just like it is said that everything that people on Earth do is 180 degrees opposite. And what that means is that everybody's on a playing field. Everybody got programmed wrongly by the processing center that they call schools, okay? So now you have those who play the game, and this is the game of Monopoly. Monopoly is mono. Mono means one. One game. So remember we were talking about zero. So one is not the origin. This is where you get the origin, O-R-I-G-I-N, origin, and then you have virgin, V-I-R-G-I-N. So that is the same. It's the same scientific engineered word that was put there, virgin, origin, originality. All of those is in the same tone. So when man says he's first, the first was to be fierce, the protector of that which created him, which he came out the womb. Now, when you look at the word womb, and you write it down, W-O-M-B, you have the double U. So the double U tells you when you're out of the hypnotic spell that is double U. So that means the doubling of the U. So that means two U's. So when you say, when you write down two U's, M-B, for the W-M-B, right, womb, W-O-M-B. So you put two U's, you got OM. OM is the name of the woman, and that name is one of the longest standing. You have Baath, and that's the same spelling as Bath, B-A-T-H, and that represents T-H, the, B-A, Ba, which is the soul. So then you have Ish, I-S-H, which also means woman, E-S-H, I-S-H, same, which means his, which gives her the shine when it's spoken to and for and about. Which it was the woman. So you have these words, boom, that you can go ahead and look and say, well, 1,400 years ago, it was a tribe of people called Ishmael, and they still carry that name from Abraham, which is boom. For the mother. Now the word om is the same principle as the A Y M, which they say om, or U M M, which they say om. And they put it together to represent the sound of the rotation of the planet. Called this particular sound is the sound that takes you back by opening and unclogging your brain, which is called crystallized, because your etheric cord cannot take you along to travel outside your body. So People are stuck in themselves. So by you understanding who you are, what you need to do, what happened is what you need to do is learn this. So this is the first thing of many other things that you need. I am the visitor. Those, because of tradition, try to take my place, bump me off, put me in a situation, defile my character, because I was only analyzing the many things. So take your time. You learn what you need to do. Put yourself in the right order, because the order that you're in now is out of place. You're 180 degrees off the path. So we need to learn and then disengage from the many things that's happening in your life. So the first thing I will be teaching is the new English from the visitor that was passed to me to give it to you, so you will learn that and then go to the next reality. So this is just the beginning, baby steps. I'm leading from the back, and you need to go and to learn so you can get up in the front. I just want to say thank you. Please share. Please share. Go over and learn these things, because this is the new generation. Peace.